Hello, this is Randy.
And this is Ashley.
And we are Create the Leap. We are here offering you another podcast, a Q&A. In other words, there's a question and we channeled to receive an answer from our guides. And we are teaching on the age of omniscience. So this is a channeled answer to a question that I had. So I, Randy, have been listening to podcasts, which my friends told me, you gotta listen to podcasts. Oh my gosh, they're so cool. And I never really did. But in the past 3 to 4 months, I've been listening to podcasts and I've enjoyed them a lot. One of the ones that are quite popular, that I've really been resonating with are, from Radiolab, which is NPR. It's quite a well-known one. And I was listening to one this morning called The Primitive Streak. And it's about what scientists and I suppose the ethics of creating a human embryo in a lab. And the consensus is that 14 days an embryo can be grown and then grown no longer because it becomes a little bit too human. And the question of when does the soul enter the body or when are you killing a human? Is one that I thought our guides would want to answer. So before we get into this, I'm curious also to ask my mom, Ashley here. She has birthed 3 children. I am one of them. And I'm curious to know what her ideas of when the soul enters as a mom, as carrying kids.
Actually, I've always felt that every soul, every body, every human is different, that the soul determines when it's going to enter the body, that there's no set, this is when it happens. It could be the moment of actual birth, it could be the moment of conception, possibly even sometime after the baby is born. I think it's just up to the soul.
Cool. So let's leave it at that then, and you guys can hear what our guides, Om, have to say on the matter, and we'll see you on the other side. We are wanting to answer this from the perspective of Om, from the voice of the Age of Omniscience, in the sense that we are answering this from the platform of life and existence and intelligent life. So your question of when does the soul means a parcel of energy that is much like the human, yes? Mm-hmm. So we will answer this question in the beginning with the construct of the human soul. The human soul is something that is unique, that as a child, as an embryo, as a cell grows, so does the intelligence of the human in the way that it is a focused frequency. It is agreeing upon coming into a human body with a human mind, with the processing of source through a human framework. Now, we would say to you that that is your understanding in this focused frequency, in this shared construct, that humans have souls, that animals have souls, but you come into realms where you question, do trees have souls? Do rocks have souls? Does plastic have a soul? Does discarded trash have a soul? Do aliens have souls? So there becomes a wider question as to whether there is soul in everything or not. So the question that really must be answered is whether or not you believe any part of creation to have a soul. So when you understand this source as the God stuff, as energy, as that identifiable reason for being, is in all things, even the most evil or the most wrongly based creature that you can imagine, if you can agree that that is made of the same energy as you and that it is commonality that binds us all, then you can say, yes, the plastic trash has a soul. Yes, the person that annoys me to all get out has a soul. Yes, the rock has a soul. Yes, the tree has a soul. All of these things have souls that, in your definition of soul, just mean that they resonate with a reason for being. So when you think about, when does a soul enter a body? And this question is prompted because Randy was listening to a podcast, and the podcast was reasoning that a cell, an embryo, can be created until about day 14. And then in a lab, an embryo can be created. And at the day 14, it is unethical to continue that embryo's existence because it becomes more and more human-like. And without the shared understanding of when a soul comes into an embryo, we cannot ethically continue with this because of religious beliefs and other social constructs that say the soul comes in at conception, the soul comes in when the umbilical cord is cut, the soul comes in when the heartbeat first begins, the soul comes in never, some social constructs might say. And what we are wanting to say is that it does depend on your focus frequency and your definition of soul. But in the age of omniscience, we are understanding all things to have a valid and spiritual and worthy existence as source. So we would say the cell itself is a soul. The embryo itself is a soul. The human that it does or does not become is a soul. We would say the petri dish that it is born into is just as soulful as the mother because of the intention of exploration and the intention of study and the intention of learning about cells is a soul, is a nurturing environment in the same way that humans are nurturing. Now, what becomes a little bit more of a removal of that soulful idea that you all as humans have is that when you do something with disconnection. So we are saying to you that source is connection. And when you disconnect from this idea that only humans can have souls, that isolates the human from everything else, that disconnects source so much so that it comes into a focus of frequency that says there's no way that a cell can have a soul. There's no way that a human can have a soul that's worthy for the afterlife of bliss and redemption and feeling worthy only when the soul is given to these set of conditions. That is more of a disconnect. That creates a conditional reality. And in the age of omniscience, we are agreeing that all things are a part of source. So as your science progresses and as you all connect more and more and more and more, a few things are happening. One, the mind is not so curious as to growing embryos outside of the mother while there are mothers to nurture and connect and create a loving space for a human and a child to grow. The other thing that is happening is that there is more connection. So that as the baby is born, the baby is not born to a single mother or father and raised in isolation, as many of your humans and many of your social constructs are encouraging. Rather, that baby is born into a village, into a sense of tribe, into a sense of community, so that many things and many ideas and many manifestations of source and soul is introduced to that child. Oh, that is trash. It goes in the trash. You'll never see it again. There's no soul there, honey. Don't worry about it. Versus, consider the things that you are creating from the earth. Consider the energy that is put into a piece of trash. Is it something that is sustainable? Is it something that is energy that will persist? Is it something that is felt by all things? One does not test mice embryos first in a lab to understand what creation is needed in order for a human embryo, what sort of chemical compounds, chemical recipes are needed to support a human embryo. One does not do this first with mice because one sees the mouse as much as equally source and equally sovereign as the human. So in other words, we humans would not appreciate it very much as the mice people put us in test tubes and take us away from our natural components of the womb and the mother. So that is how science is shifting. Science is shifting away from testing on other living things because they are separate and they are different and they are not as much soulful as we are. The scientist that says the mouse embryo can grow to full mouse, the mouse embryo can become full-grown mouse because it does not have a soul, versus the separation and difference from the human embryo cannot become a full human in a lab because it does not, because it does have a soul. That is what is shifting and changing in the age of omniscience. It does not see the greater difference between a mouse embryo and a full-grown mouse having a soul and a human embryo and a full-grown human having a different soul or a more worthy soul or a philosopher, a soul based in philosophy or ethics. We would say to you, look to your mice to see yourself as God. Look to your creations in plastic and trash and all of your environment around you to see yourselves as God and how you are bringing forth Source and God in your own environments. There is an extension of energy that is Source in all things, that is in your perspective what you might call soulful. So in that, with that lens, there is no great separation between the cell, between the embryo, between day one, between day 14, between day 149, that there is soul everywhere. And the more you all live that, breathe that, experience that, the more you are nurturing, comforting, loving unconditionally all things in your existence. Hello, it's Randy again.
And this is Ashley.
So we hope that you enjoyed that. Personally, I did. I think I'm going to try and look at trash a different way.
That's, for sure.
That's part of what I've taken out of this. It didn't seem anything too surprising to me. I also have a very strong image of these mice people with little human embryos, growing embryos in their little mouse labs. So may we be kind to everything, I suppose, is a good takeaway from this. Anything else, Ashley, from your end?
It reminds me of the end of a movie where you see an alien rolling marbles, and within that marble is actually our universe.
I think that is Men in Black, which was definitely a coming as sort of, I was coming to be a teenager, coming into being a woman, so I might say that was a little epiphany for me. Who knows, maybe now I'm channeling because of Men in Black. Thank you very much, producers of Men in Black. Anyway, if you've been following us, you may have heard our dog Sam barking in the background. She was here again with us. And how could we dare put her in a room or a petri dish, right? Because she is just as soulful as we are.
That is true. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you guys for listening in. And if you do have any questions, come find us on Facebook. Come find us in our Stellar Family Forum. You can go to createtheleap.com and join. It's free. And from here, we have plenty of opportunities for you to connect, to read our other material, to listen to other podcasts. Sam has just come in the room. She could hear us calling her. Anyway, so we would love to hear from you and love to connect with you. That is what our work is about, connection. So may you gaze upon your trash with reverence, and we will hear from you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.